statement by North Korea, there are some references to the discharge of Alps treated water into the sea. First part we'd like to make is that the water being discharged is not contaminated water. As it is discharged after sufficient purification and dilution, it will have negligible impact on people and the environment. The government of Japan has sincerely explained Japan's efforts to ensure the discharge safety, ensure the safety of discharge at international conferences and bilateral meetings. In this respect, Japan would like to emphasize that after 2 years of rigorous review, the IAEA concluded in its comprehensive report of July 2023 that the discharge of Alps treated water into the sea is consistent with relevant international safety standards, and that the discharge will have a negligible radiological impact on people and the environment. Ever since August last year, when the discharge of Alps treated water began, the discharge has been carried safely as planned, in full compliance with international standards. Multi-layered monitoring activities by Japan with the involvement of the IAEA have found no anomalies. The level of radioactive nuclides, including tritium, in the discharged water have been far below the regulatory standards. The results of all these monitoring activities have been made available to the public. Additionally, from October 24th to 27th of last year, the IAEA task force, comprised of IAEA and international experts from various countries, visited Fukushima to continue its review mission, the first such mission after the start of discharge in August last year. In January of this year, the IAEA report summarized its review was published. The report stated that the task force did not identify anything that is inconsistent with requirements in the relevant international safety standards, and that the IAEA can reaffirm the fundamental conclusion of its safety review as outlined in the comprehensive report. In addition, the report summarizing its review conducted from April 23rd to 26th of this year was published on July 18th and reiterated the same conclusion. The results of ongoing reviews and multi-layered monitoring by international participants will continue to be provided to the international community in a transparent manner. Japan will continue with its efforts to gain further understanding from the international community and will continue to engage with various stakeholders, not only within Japan, but also in our region of Asia-Pacific and beyond. I thank you.
The floor is for Dipayaka.
Thank you, Mr. President. The DPRK delegation would like to